Well, good morning. It's Monday, and here we are, the last stretch to Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. That's what some people call it. But it is a Monday morning, and every other Monday, we chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. And joining us this morning, Rita Mary Sweeney, who is speech-language pathologist at NVRH. Rita, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You know, we've had a decent string of weather here for the past few days. It's actually starting to feel like summer.
I don't hate it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, Mark Green said it's going to be cooler this week, but that's not what we're here to talk about. A little birdie told me, actually it was your notes, May is National Speech, Language, and Hearing Month. And I don't know if a lot of our listeners know what that is or remember our chat from a while back here, but let's start off with what this is and then we'll go from there, okay?
Absolutely. So essentially, it's just a month that is all about raising awareness on communication and hearing disorders and highlighting the work that we do as speech pathologists and audiologists and hearing instrument specialists and why it's important to get those types of care.
Well, communication is key. I mean, you're talking to a guy who does it, I guess, for a living. So now, there are things that can impact or affect our speech and our speech abilities. And one of those, I think, is probably the easiest one to relate to. Things like stroke or other medical issues can make it very hard to communicate. And anybody experiencing that can get frustrated. How do you and the crew of pathologists approach a situation like this?
Yeah, so that's a big part of the work that we do in our speech team here at NVRH, is work with individuals who have had a stroke or maybe a traumatic brain injury or a concussion, as well as some other neurological challenges. So it's really individualized. It depends a lot on what the person is experiencing. But a big part of what we do is come up with compensatory strategies to help make day-to-day things easier. So if, you know, for example, somebody is maybe had a stroke and they're no longer able to use the phone, we're going to try to keep it really functional and try to help them build those skills back up. So it's a lot of strategy training, but also a lot of direct intervention as well, where we're really helping to reorganize and restructure the brain and help with some healing in that process. But I often say the brain gets better at what we tell it to do. So if we're having trouble with communication, practicing communication can help really support the brain in healing.
Now, I'm going to assume that obviously you and the team will do this in a one-on-one situation, but is there a way that folks can join, like, in a group? Because we all know that sometimes having some peer support is key to learning things.
Yeah, that's a great question. We do just offer one-to-one intervention here in terms of our speech intervention. But one thing that I will mention is recently we were able to start a group specifically for individuals with Parkinson's who are having trouble communicating. There is a program that we offer that is also a one-to-one program called Speak Out, where essentially we help individuals with Parkinson's be able to, we call it speak with intent. So Parkinson's can affect the automatic aspects of our body, including speech. And so this program helps people be able to speak louder and clearer. And after you go through the one-to-one program, then you are welcomed into this monthly group that we offer.
So I want to make sure I got my notes down right here. It's called Speak Out, right?
Speak Out, exactly.
Yeah. All right. I think I saw that up on the NVRH website. Now, there are other things that you address, not just speech issues, but there are other things out there that can affect an individual, like swallowing disorders and voice disorders, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Swallowing disorders is a big part of what we do as speech-language pathologists. And again, that can be, people can have swallowing issues and swallowing symptoms for a lot of different reasons. We often do a test that is essentially an x-ray of the swallow, and it can give us some more information as to exactly where the breakdown in the swallow is, and then help us be able to treat it because once we know exactly what's going on, it makes it a lot easier. So, yes, we We work with people with swallowing disorders. We also help people who have voice challenges, like hoarseness of the voice, or sometimes the voice doesn't actually change, but more discomfort or pain when people are talking. So often we'll have them see our ENT providers first, have them take a look at what's going on in the vocal cords, and then we can design some different exercises and programs to help with that.
Rita Sweeney, Rita Marie Sweeney with us, speech pathologist, language pathologist at NVRH. Now, I can't remember if I asked you this last time we talked, Rita, or not, and it's a good thing I'm talking to a speech pathologist right now. Is this where things like the laryngoscope come in handy?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that is something that our ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor team does use, that they will actually use a scope to go in. It's kind of a camera. You could say it's a small camera that goes in through the nose and takes a look at the vocal cords. So, yes, that is one of the tests that we can sometimes use if we want to get a better look at how the vocal cords are working.
Well, I'll tell you why I remember that. We were part of the fundraising effort to get that there at NVRH, and it's stuck in my mind. All right, so I guess everybody's question is going to be, as they're listening to us, Rita, is for addressing speech or swallowing or other issues related to that, does somebody need to have a referral, like from their PCP or something?
Yes, so we do require a referral, and that can come from different doctors, primary care, or if you're seeing a specialist like a neurologist or an ear, nose, and throat doctor, that can come from them as well.
All right, that's what I kind of figured, because it's always good to check with your doctor for anything, first off. Now, where are you guys located if someone wants to find out where you are and get more info?
Yeah, so we are at the Block Building, which is right as you're going up the hill towards NVRH Hospital. We're the first building on the right.
Okay, now we've focused mostly in our conversation here on speech issues and swallowing issues, but since it is Speech, Language, and Hearing Month, you also offer audiological information and diagnoses, right?
Yeah, so we have an audiologist on our team, and we also have hearing instrument specialists on our team. And I'm really glad you mentioned that, because it's really such an important thing to treat hearing loss, and I think something that oftentimes people can normalize it or just think, well, you know, I'm getting older and I'm losing my hearing. But hearing, it really impacts us in so many ways. You know, of course, from a communication standpoint, it impacts our ability to engage with the world and kind of the social implications there. But also from a cognitive perspective, there's a lot of research that shows a connection between untreated hearing loss and cognitive decline, like in dementia. So it's just really important that our brain stays active and engaged, and one of the ways it does that is by being able to properly hear. So, yes, that's also a good plug is if you're somebody who is having concerns about hearing or just wants to have their hearing tested, we do have a team to support that.
Well, and unfortunately, we don't have enough time to go much more into detail, but boy, I always learn an awful lot when I talk with you folks, Rita. If folks would like more information, can they call you?
Absolutely. Or, you know, our website has really great information, if that's easier as well. But yes, absolutely.
All right. Folks, again with us this morning, Rita Mary Sweeney, speech language pathologist at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. It's always a treat, Rita. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day, and when the weekend comes, hope you have a happy Memorial Day too, okay?
Thanks, Jeff. You too. Happy to talk to you.
Well, that's our chat for this week with our friends at NVRH. As Rita told you, you can always head to nvrh.org for more information. News coming up, a look at the weather forecast as well with meteorologist Mark Breen coming your way at 20 past, and birthdays at half past right here on Magic. Good Monday morning.